This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Do you have attractive feet? Not many of us would say we do. However, St. Paul tells us that those who share the good news of Jesus Christ have beautiful feet. Let's learn more in the continuation of our I Will series with today's message, I Will Go.
On this Reformation Sunday, thinking of the profound Christian themes, grace alone, faith alone, the Word alone, always finding their fulfillment in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Savior, we may have questions like, how does God create faith? And what's my role in what God is doing in the world? Does He need me? These are important things for us to consider. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank You that in Jesus Christ You have come to our world to rescue us, that You have reconciled us through Jesus to Your very self. Give us faith to boldly confess You as our God. Give us faith to believe in grace greater than all our sin. Give us faith to believe that Your Holy Spirit will fill us and use us for Your purposes in this world, to be a witness and a light for You. Give us willing hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's scripture is recorded in Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 17. The Word is near you. The Word is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. It is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. As the Scripture says, anyone who trusts in Him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on Him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all the Israelites accepted the good news, for Isaiah says, Lord, who's believed our message? Consequently, faith comes by hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. Who first told you the good news that Jesus, forgiving love, has reconciled you to the heart of the Father? Listen to these lyrics from an a cappella gospel group called GLAD. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide. There'll be love and laughter when you finally give in, and the celebration's waiting to begin. For everyone who's come to faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God and the Savior of the world, the Lord of life, someone shared with them the message of salvation. Someone was key in their life to share not only their love for Jesus, but why they have come to believe that Jesus is the Savior of the world, and that His death on the cross and His shed blood on Calvary atoned for the sins of the world and reconciled all people to the heart of God the Father. Someone shared that because Jesus is raised from the dead, God now, in Jesus' name, offers eternal life to everyone who believes. That's why faith is like a language coming alive, where it says in Romans chapter 10, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. When we hear this beautiful message that stirs hope in our hearts, that there's a God who created us and loves us, that he cared enough for us though we were broken and rebellious sinners, that he sent Jesus to take our place, to receive the punishment we deserved. As we hear that message that he has defeated death and wants to be in a relationship with him as the living God, that he invites us to trust our very lives to him, that the more we hear that word, the more the Holy Spirit uses that message to create faith in the hearts of the hearer. We hear about the grace of God in the Word of God written and proclaimed to us. My daddy was the preacher. I can still hear his booming baritone voice in his sermons, inviting people to come to the open arms of the Father in Jesus' name to confess their sin and to believe that Jesus forgives, to believe that God fills them with the Spirit. Though that was a powerful word in worship, it was my mother who would come into my bedroom at night and pray with me, letting me know how Jesus was personally real. And when she prayed, she talked as if Jesus was sitting there on the bedside with us. She spoke to Jesus as if he was our living Lord and personal friend. And I never doubted, through the witness of both of them, that Jesus is God, that I could trust my life to him, that I could come to him with the burden of my guilt or my shame, and that he would lift it from me. So many people in the course of my life have spoken of their love for Jesus, Sunday school teachers, people in the churches I've served, other pastors, other family members, who have ignited my faith or deepened my passion for Christ by sharing their love for Jesus with me. That's how it works. That's how God intends to, in fact, spread the message of salvation and build the kingdom of Jesus Christ until it reaches the ends of the earth. You remember that verse in Acts 1:8? Jesus said, "Wait in Jerusalem until you receive power from the Holy Spirit, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." So what's God's plan to reach the world? When Jesus ascended into heaven, he had no other plan except that his apostles, his disciples, would share their faith, the message of the gospel, with others, and that the Spirit would ignite faith in their hearts, and that they too would become part of the kingdom of Christ, and that the message would build the church, the body of Christ, until it reached the whole world. So God, you see, is counting on us. That's why he poured out his Holy Spirit at Pentecost upon all people, so that in the hearing of the word, those who believe would share that word with others, share the love of Jesus with others, so that they too might believe. So I wonder if you would say that you have beautiful feet. It says in Romans 10, how beautiful the feet of those who bring the good news. When I look at my old feet, they've got bunions and corns, and the nails on my toes are a bit twisted or discolored. But the Bible says, I have beautiful feet, because I'm willing to share with others that have come to love Jesus and believe in Him as God's Son and our Savior. That's the plan of God. In fact, the Scriptures say that God is a sending God. There was a point where Jesus sent out the 12 and gave them authority to proclaim the good news, to pray for healing, to command that the evil spirits would be gone in Jesus' name. And they returned rejoicing that they had power over the enemy. Jesus also sent out the 72 with the same authority and the same commissioning. He sent them out in His name to bring the kingdom, to say to all, the kingdom is near to you. Well, how is that true? Because the Spirit of the living Jesus dwells within the heart of every believer. So wherever you go, believer, you bring with you the presence of Jesus. Like it says in Corinthians, you're like a winsome perfume, bringing the scent of victory everywhere you go. The scent, the sweet smell of the aroma of Jesus Christ. So God, in the Word, says that we are His apostles, sent out in His name and under His authority. God says we're to be His ambassadors. Wherever we go, we represent the Lord Jesus Christ. God sends us as His missionaries, going to build the kingdom of God. We have a mission from God Himself, and we are called to be His witnesses. Like that old African-American spiritual, can I get a witness for my Lord? So the question really comes not, has God sent us to go in His name? The question is, are you willing to go in His name? Are you willing to share with others what you've come to believe about Jesus Christ? An integral part of your life, filling you with His Spirit, gracing you with forgiveness, filling you with the promise of eternal life, that you belong to Him. Will you tell others that great truth? Are you willing to go in the name of Jesus? What if you said, I will not go? Well, there's a biblical example of that in the life of Jonah in the Old Testament, the prophet who was asked by God to go to the village of Nineveh and preach the word to them that they might repent. But in the first chapter of Jonah, it says that Jonah fled from the Lord, went down to Joppa, and then got on a ship and went down into the belly of the ship, went down into the belly of that ship. A great storm put the ship and all those who were sailing with Jonah at risk. And so they came to Jonah and said, we need you to pray to your God. And they cast lots, and it was determined that Jonah was the problem. They said, what shall we do? Jonah said, throw me overboard. And they did. And you know the story. God sent a great whale who swallowed Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of that fish for 3 days until that great whale spit Jonah out on the sand. And then God repeated His call to Jonah. Jonah, will you go? God gave him a second chance. He said, I need you to go. I need you to share my word. That's how my kingdom works. When His people share the word, God's Spirit works, and lives are drawn to God. I love the story of Peter. I resonate with that blue-collar big fisherman, bombastic in his personality, impulsive and passionate. The fisherman, according to Luke 5, was cleaning his nets after fishing all night. Jesus was preaching about the kingdom of God on the beach. And he got into Peter's boat and began to preach some more, and then he said to Peter, "Let's go fishing." Peter said, "Lord, we fished all night and had nothing in our catch." Then he said something significant. He said, "But at your word, I will do it." In the obedience of Peter, when the command of Jesus was illogical, Peter began to experience the miraculous power and witness Jesus as the Lord of creation. The fish filled the net so much that the boats were sinking, and Peter realized he was in the presence of God himself. He fell flat on his face and said, "Depart from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." But as Peter lay face down on the bottom of that fish boat, you remember Jesus said, "Don't ever be afraid, Peter. From now on, I'm going to use your life to fish for people, to attract people to me." So God, in the name of Jesus, comes to where you are and wants to use the uniqueness of your personality, your story of life, and the difference that Jesus' Spirit has made to your perception of all reality by using your ability to attract people to Jesus Christ, to invite people to meet your best friend, Jesus. Mary was another one that God came to, sending the angel Gabriel in Luke chapter 1. And the Gabriel said to Mary, "Hail, favored one, God's with you." And then told her that the Spirit was going to come upon her and that her life would be used to be the mother of the Lord, the Messiah. She would give birth to a son. Of course, because she was a virgin, she naturally asked, "How can this happen?" And the word from Gabriel is profound. He said, "Nothing is impossible with God. No word is impossible with God." And the response of Mary can be the response of all of us. "Let it be to me according to your word. I am the Lord's bondservant." It literally says, "I am the Lord's slave. My life belongs to the Lord Jesus. Use me as you will." Are you willing to allow your voice, your life, your personality be an ambassador, an apostle, a missionary, a witness? Are you willing to pray for who you might be sharing your love for Jesus with? I guarantee you that there are people you meet day after day who need to hear good news, and that the uniqueness of your life and the authenticity of your faith in Jesus can be used by God's Spirit to build the kingdom. Do you have beautiful feet? Will you go? I remember the prophet Isaiah, who in the presence of God in a vision of God's holy temple had his lips purged with a burning coal. And the Lord asked, "Who will go? Whom can we send?" And Isaiah said, "Here am I. Send me." And if the Lord comes to you today, even as you hear this message, knowing that you have received his grace, that you have received forgiveness of all your sins, knowing that Jesus is in your life and that you belong to him, would that you and I say like Mary, "I am the Lord's servant. Let it happen in my life just as you've said." Or like Isaiah, "Here I am, Lord. I will go. Send me." Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, I am willing to go in your name. Use my life as a light of your love, and use the words that I speak to others to ignite faith in them. Give me the right words to speak that I might bring glory to Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message will help you use your voice, your life, and your personality to be an ambassador for Jesus. A number of devoted Christian Crusader listeners have chosen to include this ministry in their estate planning. In this way, these donors leave a legacy of faith in Christ that extends far beyond their time on earth. To learn more about Christian Crusaders in your estate planning, call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. You are invited to visit us on the internet at www.christiancrusaders.org. CDs and printed copies of today's program are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing cost is always appreciated. If you'd like a copy of today's program, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. You may also direct your request to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. We are pleased you chose to worship with us today, and we pray you will join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting our service was our associate speaker, the Reverend Lee Lavig, senior pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Spencer, Iowa. Christian Crusaders is privileged to have been broadcasting biblical truth continuously since 1936.